from Empowered Investing must be heard in conjunction with important disclosures at the end of this show. Same disclosure can be read online at arlington-capital.com/radio-disclosures. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
The White House will tighten retirement account standards.
In a sea of options with conflicting information, who can you trust for investment advice?
Governments are pushing to reform pension laws to put more onus on the individual.
Tired of all the noise from the financial media and just want straight talk?
Working Americans approaching retirement have reduced their retirement wealth by 25%.
You've got questions, we've got answers. This is Empowered Investing with Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. Building a solid financial future takes work, and Joe will share his knowledge about how proactive strategies are designed to protect your assets in down markets and grow in bull markets. Joe has 3 decades of investment management experience and is the creator of the Proactive Asset Allocation Strategy. Freedom in retirement starts with a solid investment strategy, and your path starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Lopresti.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Empowered Investing, the show that rejects traditional investment philosophies by helping you to proactively take control of your investments. I'm Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. On this week's show, I'm going to dive deep into the concepts behind proactive investing and a strategy we develop called PAS. The topics I'll discuss today will give you a deeper understanding behind the PAS concepts and the potential value of putting a proactive strategy to work for your investments. I'm going to talk about things like focused diversification versus the much more popular broad diversification strategies. I'm going to talk about the potential benefit of including a sell discipline in your strategy versus the more common passive strategy that always stays invested in the market. I'm going to talk about the effect that the media hype has on your emotions and how emotional decisions can hurt your investments and your wealth. Instead, I believe you need a solid framework to make your investment decisions without emotions. I'm going to talk about how we believe that you can identify potential market trends and turning points, and that you can isolate potential market leaders with the right tools, the right technology, and having the right education or the right advisors on your side. First, though, let me tell you just a little bit about Arlington Capital Management, our firm, why we created the firm, and what makes us what we think is a little unique. We strive to help people build and protect their wealth with peace of mind. And that may not be unique to other investment advisory firms. But what does make us unique is that we do it by offering a proactive alternative to the mainstream, passive, and broadly diversified strategies that are so widely popular today. We developed a strategy that we call the Proactive Asset Allocation Strategy, or for short, PAS. Our investment management team at Arlington Capital uses PAS as a framework to take action and make confident decisions in the management of our client portfolios. So let me start out just by talking about PAS, why we developed it, why you should consider using it for your investment management needs. First, the concept that we believe broadly diversified strategies are for uneducated investors. And a better way to build your wealth, we believe, is through focused diversification. What that means is your portfolio is diversified, but it's focused in the potential market leading asset classes. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later. Number two, we reject buy and hold passive strategies as the optimal approach. And we believe a sell discipline is crucial for investors that are either in or are near retirement. The third reason why you should consider PAS is the impact media hype has on your emotions and investment decisions tends to cause reactive decisions. We believe a sound intellectual framework is needed for making proactive decisions. And finally, while you're told that there generally isn't a good way to identify market trends and when it might turn, or to know which asset classes or sectors might be the leaders and which might be the laggard, in our opinion, you can identify potential market trends and turning points and isolate the potential market leaders if you have the right tools, the right technology, and the right advisors in your corner. And for these reasons, we developed PAS and believe that this is a better way for you to have more control over your investments than the more common, popular, mainstream strategies, which are generally passive and broadly diversified. So let's start out with more details here on some of these concepts so you have a deeper understanding as to why PAS is an alternative that you should consider and the concepts that are underneath using proactive strategies. Because the more understanding you have, the deeper your level of understanding is, the more confidence you'll have to adapt to a proactive strategy. So starting out with the first concept that I think is just so widely used in today's investment world is that the broadly diversified approach is the best approach. We believe that there's a better way. We believe that a better way to build your wealth is, instead of broadly diversifying, to be diversified in a focused way. And we're not the only ones that believe diversification is uneducated. Warren Buffett is quoted as saying, "Diversification is a protection against ignorance. It makes little sense if you know what you're doing." We wholeheartedly agree with that quote. I believe that many successful investors don't do it by diversifying into a lot of different things. They do it more by having a methodology of identifying potential winning investments and then focusing their investments in those areas. You know, when you think of the best investors, you know, in history or even in today's day and time, the Warren Buffetts, the Carl Icahns of the world, the George Soroses of the world, they didn't do it by owning many different indexes and continually adding newer and different things just because they're different. They did it by developing a methodology, sticking to their framework, and concentrating their investments in the areas of the market or particular investments that have the potential to be winners and avoiding the areas that have the potential to be laggards. But today you see that the more popular approach of what you're taught and what you're told of how you should invest is that you should not be focused with your investments. You should be diversified in a broad sense. And you know what that generally means, that owning a lot of different types of asset classes, different areas of the market, different sectors of the market, you know, large cap and small cap, and growth and value, and international. And then when you go international, you want to have developed international and emerging international. And then other things are brought into the mix. And in fact, these alternative investments have become more popular in recent years amongst the investment community, diversifying away from stocks like commodities, like real estate, and other types of alternative investments. And at the end of the day, what I think you end up with by taking that approach is a mishmash of different investments, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but no focus, no rhyme or reason to it. Just owning something because it's different than other things that you own. Different doesn't mean that it's better. I really want you to become an empowered investor. The things I'm talking about today and then I want to share with you weren't created overnight. I've spent 31 years in the financial industry, and Arlington Capital Management was formed 16 years ago based on an ideology that you could do better if you don't follow the herd, that it is possible to be proactive with your investments, that you don't have to settle for passive. And that's what drove us to create our proprietary strategy that we call PAS. No doubt you've heard the saying that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Well, if you're not satisfied with the common mainstream strategies of broad diversification and passive investing, but you're using the same strategy over and over again, how could you expect a different outcome? Compare and contrast the concepts I'm talking about today with the other strategies that are out there, or maybe one that you're using. And if a proactive approach appeals to you, call Arlington Capital Management for a consultation at 855-471-5796 or visit arlington-capital.com. Coming up in 2 minutes, I'm going to tell you about how we developed a strategy to have focused diversification and high conviction with your investments.
Sean Hannity applauds the president's stance on trade.
We have had horrible one-sided deals with everybody. That includes NATO, 72 cents of every dollar. That includes our European allies and friends, supposedly. They have one-sided trade deals. Mexico, NAFTA, Canada, now China. So we're making huge progress.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Jewel Walsh at 5, on AM 560, The Answer.
Guys, listen up. Brian Urlacher here. Yes, the one and only and formerly and famously bald Brian Urlacher. Well, not anymore. I went to Restore and tackled my balding, and now I'm loving my full head of hair. What about you? Yes, you. Are you going bald? Tired of trying to cover up your thinning hair with hats and comb-overs? Finding hair in the sink and shower? Restore is here to help. I went to Restore and had the Restore method done. The Restore FUE method is incredible. They took hairs one by one from the back of my head and placed them in my balding areas in front. It's state-of-the-art, quick, easy, and it's your hair. Restore gave me my hair back, and I love it. I feel better with hair, and I look younger. You don't have to go through life bald if you don't want to. So why wait? Go to Restore, tell them Brian Urlacher sent you, and tackle your balding for good.
So make a New Year's resolution to regrow your hair at Restore. Call 800-881-8585 today and get $500 off your new head of hair. That's 800-881-8585. Call 800-881-8585 now.
Hi, this is Amy Jacobson, and you'll have to wait until spring to get the outside of your house painted. But winter, perfect opportunity to get your interior painted. You know, people walk into my kitchen and ask, Amy, did you get new cabinets? No, I save myself thousands of dollars by simply having them painted by the experts at CertaPro Painters. So cross the first project off your 2019 to-do list. CertaPro Painters will ensure a beautiful transformation of your home. And if you want some help with colors, they've got you covered in-home with a color consultation or online with their color visualizer. Don't put it off. Time to hire CertaPro Painters, your residential and commercial painting experts. You can schedule a free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C, or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Get a free estimate at CertaPro.com or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. CertaPro Painters, we do painting, you do life.
Warren Buffett's mentor, Benjamin Graham, said, "The essence of investment management is the management of risk, not returns." Hi, this is Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. I'm here to explain how we help manage our clients' exposure to risk. We're the creators of our proprietary proactive asset allocation strategy, known as PAS. It is designed to analyze important market trends and alert us to potential changes in the market. But that's only part of what I believe makes Arlington Capital Management unique. It's the care and personalized service we provide our clients that really defines us. We understand how important your financial goals are to you and your family, and we never take that responsibility lightly. It all starts by understanding the things that are most important to you. It's part of the Arlington Capital Management difference. To experience it for yourself, schedule your complimentary consultation by calling 855-471-5796. That's 855-471-5796, or visit arlington-capital.com.
AM 560, The Answer.
Information from Empowered Investing must be heard in conjunction with important disclosures at the end of this show. Same disclosure can be read online at arlington-capital.com/radio-disclosures. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
You've got questions? We've got answers. You're listening to Empowered Investing. Call Joe now for a private consultation and financial review at 855-471-5796. Now, here's Joe Lopresti.
On this week's show, I'm diving deep into the concepts behind proactive investing and a strategy we develop called PAS. The topics I'll discuss today will give you a deeper understanding behind the PAS concepts and the potential value of putting a proactive strategy to work for your investments versus the more common mainstream strategies, which are generally more passive and broadly diversified. You know, there are four or five main concepts or reasons behind why we develop PAS. Right at the top of the list is that we believe broadly diversified strategies are for relatively uneducated investors, and a better way to build your wealth is through focused diversification. In the last segment of the show, we talked about how Warren Buffett is known for saying that diversification is a protection against ignorance, that it makes little sense if you know what you're doing, and we wholeheartedly agree with that. When you own so many different asset classes, you're probably going to have some that are doing well and, you know, making gains, but others that are probably not doing well. And at the end of the day, you're going to have what we believe would be relatively mediocre results from a broadly diversified portfolio. When you own so many different things, there just isn't the focus to your portfolio that I think there needs to be to make the progress that many people want to make. I always said that if you're already wealthy, a diversified portfolio is a perfectly fine strategy. I don't think it will be an optimal strategy, but I think that it's appropriate for a wealthy investor. However, if your aim is to build your wealth, I believe you could do it better with a focused portfolio, diversified but focused in certain areas of the market. You know, many big institutional investors in recent years, it's been written that the big university endowment funds are struggling with investment returns, that pension funds are struggling with investment returns. And I believe a lot of that reason is because they've over-diversified their portfolio. And if those big institutional investors with the vast resources they have to be able to research markets and, you know, access to investments that you don't have, if they can't generate the types of returns that they want through a diversified approach, how are you going to be able to do it? Or your advisor, who may have more limited resources than these large institutional investors. The next most important reason that we develop PAS and why I believe you should consider it as an alternative is that we reject buy and hold passive strategies as the optimal approach and believe that a sell discipline is absolutely crucial for investors that are in or near retirement, right? So even if you're not, if you're in your 40s with a lot of time left to retirement, I don't believe that buy and hold and passive and always stay in the market is the optimal approach. But it becomes so crucial for you if you are in retirement or near retirement, because market downturns, bear cycles, the big ones, the devastating ones, can wipe out a lot of your wealth in a relatively short period of time and then take many years to recover. And if your investment horizon doesn't have that length, if it's shorter, then you may not be able to recover fully from the next bear cycle. Therefore, having the ability to identify the potential bear cycles and the conditions that tend to be in place when these potential bear cycles develop, and having a sell discipline to be able to take action to move you toward a wealth preservation mode, we believe that that is a crucial part of any investment strategy, that they should be incorporating it. Yet I'm amazed that just how many investment strategies don't attempt to have a discipline to move to the sidelines at certain times. You know, what does a passive strategy really mean? Well, here's the definition of passive according to Merriam-Webster. Accepting or allowing what happens without active response or resistance. So as that applies to your investments, that means that passive investing is about accepting or allowing what happens in the market without any active response. I doubt that there are very few investors out there that would, if they had to explain their ideal investment strategy, it wouldn't be, oh, I'm just going to accept or allow what happens without any response. Now, identifying potential bear cycles isn't easy, but it's not impossible either. In fact, if you just look at a really long-term chart of a major market index like the S&P 500, or I like to use a global stock index such as the MSCI All Country World Index, if you look at a 20-year or longer chart, you're going to see that there are generally identifiable trends, uptrends, bull cycles, downtrends, bear cycles, and these trends tend to last a pretty long time. We believe that it's preferable to have a proactive strategy that attempts to participate in the bull cycles, but then is dynamic and flexible enough to also attempt to avoid the bear cycles. And because we believe this, we built into our strategy a sell discipline. So when our core market indicators, which I'll talk about a little bit later, those are the ones that help us identify the potential market trends, and what's important is the turning points, right? The potential market trends and the potential turning points. When those indicators are positive, we know the probabilities of an uptrend are in place, and we could invest with confidence knowing that probabilities are on our side. We could focus a portfolio in the potential leading asset classes during the positive market trends because we have those probabilities in our hip pocket, as opposed to an investor or a strategy that doesn't, and therefore their way of managing risk is to be broadly diversified and too conservative, in my opinion. And I can't say that I blame them, because if I didn't have the knowledge of the research and studies that we've done to help us identify the potential bear cycles, I would want to be diversified too, because there's no way then to protect against risk during a major bear cycle. But by having those tools available to us, we believe that we have an edge, that we could be focused and concentrated in strong, potentially strong asset classes during the bull cycles, because having that sell discipline helps to protect us during the bear cycles. Now, I'm not talking about trends that change weekly or monthly. These are generally intermediate to longer term trends. Being proactive doesn't mean being overactive. It just means making key changes at key times. I'm Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. Our team created PAS. That's the discipline and framework we use to help make confident and proactive decisions for our clients. If you want more insight as to the details behind PAS, request a consultation and meet with an advisor on our team who are experts in PAS and can show you how you might benefit from a proactive investment framework. Call 855-471-5796 or visit arlington-capital.com. Okay, coming up in 2 minutes, I'm going to talk about the impact media hype has on your emotions and investment decisions that tend to create and cause reactive decisions. And that's why I believe you need a sound intellectual framework for making proactive decisions and avoiding your emotions.
There's a teacher in Idaho who decided to feed a puppy to his snapping turtle in class while the kids were there.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
He was in court. His defense was this. The puppy was sick and was likely to die anyway.
Hold on just a second. Was a veterinarian involved in this at any point?
No. This is the worst part. The snapping turtle was euthanized because it was allegedly an invasive species.
The killing fields out there in Franklin County, wherever.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens Pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
I'm Dan Proft.
And I'm Amy Jacobson.
And if you're a small business owner or you make the marketing or advertising decisions for a business, then listen up.
Once again, our annual Food for the Poor campaign is underway to raise money for children suffering from poverty in Haiti. We've partnered with Food for the Poor to provide food and clean water to several thousand children this year.
And here's how your business can be a part of this. Become a Food for the Poor business benefactor. Just make a $2,500 tax-deductible donation to Food for the Poor. And AM560 will give you 40 60-second commercials to air here on AM560 The Answer between 5 a.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Friday at no additional cost to you.
That's the best advertising deal in all of Chicago. To take advantage of this deal, just call Anjanette Natowski at 847-472-8951. Again, that's 847-472-8951. One more time. 847-472-8951.
Hey, it's Joe Walsh with a great way to start a new year. It's the MyPillow 4-pack offer. You'll get two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere MyPillows, plus free shipping, all for the normal price of one premium MyPillow. You've been hearing me tell you for years, these are the best pillows money can buy, and they really are. Bottom line, you'll sleep better and feel better. MyPillow is washable, dryable, and has a money-back offer if you're not happy. Here's more good news. You can still get 30% off of everything else, including the MyPillow mattress topper and pet beds you've heard me rave about. Just be sure to use the promo code Joe to get the MyPillow 4-pack offer with free shipping and the 30% discount on everything else, including mattress toppers and pet beds. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-489-0201. That's 800-489-0201. Don't forget to use the promo code Joe. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days. And 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Warren Buffett's mentor, Benjamin Graham, said, "The essence of investment management is the management of risk, not returns." Hi, this is Joel Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. I'm here to explain how we help manage our clients' exposure to risk. We're the creators of our proprietary proactive asset allocation strategy, known as PAS. It is designed to analyze important market trends and alert us to potential changes in the market. But that's only part of what I believe makes Arlington Capital Management unique. It's the care and personal service we provide our clients that really defines us. We understand how important your financial goals are to you and your family, and we never take that responsibility lightly. It all starts by understanding the things that are most important to you. It's part of the Arlington Capital Management difference. To experience it for yourself, schedule your complimentary consultation by calling 855-471-5796. That's 855-471-5796, or visit arlington-capital.com.
AM 560. The Answer.
Information from Empowered Investing must be heard in conjunction with important disclosures at the end of this show. Same disclosure can be read online at arlington-capital.com/radio-disclosures. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
This is Empowered Investing with Joe Lopresti. Continue the conversation by following Joe on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, or call him at 855-471-5796 for a financial review.
Well, coming up in about 8 minutes, I'm going to talk about how, in my opinion, you can identify potential market trends and turning points and isolate the potential market leaders if you have the right tools and technology or education or the right advisors on your side. And once you understand that, I believe you won't need to rely on the broadly diversified and passive strategies if you're not satisfied with those strategies and the results you've obtained using them in recent years. So we'll talk about that in 7 or 8 minutes. But first, I want to talk about something that I believe is extremely important, and that is the impact that media hype has on your emotions and investment decisions. And whenever you're making your investment decisions based on the emotions from the media, it tends to cause reactive decisions. So by having that, people tend to make the wrong moves at the wrong time. I mean, history is laden with experiences of massive amounts of public money going into stocks near highs and coming out of stocks near bottoms. And I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But to avoid your emotions, what I believe is that you need a sound framework for making proactive decisions. And the framework, when you stick to it, helps you avoid getting emotional during market extremes. Reactive investing is selling or buying after significant events already occur that impact prices. Reactive investing is based, I think, a lot off of media reporting, and it can cause emotional decisions. And of course, the two deadly emotions when it comes to your investment decisions are greed and fear. When it comes to individual investors buying and selling stocks in mass, I'm talking about like a herd mentality. According to data from the Investment Company Institute and Morgan Stanley, the largest amount of money moved into stock mutual funds in the year 2000, and that's when the market was putting in a major top. And then stocks declined for a good 2 years or longer into 02 and even into the early part of 03, and money came out of stocks after the decline. The largest amount of money came out of stocks in the 08-09 period following the major crash and the financial crisis. That was probably the worst time in our generation to sell stocks, yet that's when the most amount of money came out of mutual funds. So money tends to flow into the market near peaks and tends to flow out of the market at bottoms. And that isn't logical. It's emotional. But when you hear things reported in the media about how bad the economy is or how bad the stock market's been, and then you look at your statements and you confirm that it has been bad, it gets you to act on your emotion of fear and say, just get me out so I don't lose any more money. Or vice versa, when the economy is good and the market's good and the media is reporting the positive things out there, that tends to get the emotion of greed working in many investors, and they buy or they get more aggressive than they otherwise would after the market has made big moves. That's not logical either. That's the emotion of greed working that decision. Instead of relying on media reports, which tend to sensationalize everything and get you emotional, I believe what a successful investor needs is a sound framework for them to make their decisions. And if you stick within the guidelines of your framework, that helps you reduce or eliminate the emotional influences on your investments. It helps you avoid panicking when fear is controlling the herd's mentality. It helps you avoid getting too aggressive when greed is controlling the herd's mentality. And in fact, if you have a sound discipline, I believe that you could use herd mentality in a contrary way. You know, what's interesting is that since the financial crisis, money flows have not been strong in stocks. The investing public is not participating in the stock market the way that they have in the past. And I believe that could be used as a contrary indicator. I think that means that there's good things ahead for stock prices. I'm going to talk about that a little later. And I'm also going to talk about the framework and tools and technology that we've developed to give us the framework to help us make proactive decisions at Arlington Capital.
It's Dr. David Kolbaba.
It's our winter survival kit for this cold and flu season. It's power-packed with natural ingredients, and unlike the flu shot, it's safe and effective. First, it's our Sunny C 1000. It's highly absorbable, and it does not suppress your body's natural killer cells like most other vitamin C supplements do. And when you purchase your first bottle of our Sunny C 1000, I promise to include scientific data to back it up. And I'll also include a vitamin C dosage chart for you to customize how much is best for you, whether you're fighting off a cold or flu, or you want a preventative dose to keep you from getting a cold or flu. Sunny C 1000, it's easy on the stomach, and it's essential in fighting illness. And when you order your Sunny C 1000 today, be sure to get more information on the rest of our winter survival kit. Call 800-794-1855. It's our HealthQuest radio hotline. And be sure to listen to HealthQuest radio with me, Dr. David Kolbaba, this Saturday morning at 11. But for now, that number again, 800-794-1855.
AM 560. The answer.
Information from Empowered Investing must be heard in conjunction with important disclosures at the end of this show. Same disclosure can be read online at arlington-capital.com/radio disclosures. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Call Arlington Capital at 855-471-5796 for a PAS review. Now, back to Empowered Investing with the creator of the proactive asset allocation strategy, Joe Lopresti.
Well, in this segment, I want to talk about how you can identify potential market trends and turning points and isolate potential market leaders, in our opinion, if you have the right tools and the right technology. I think that the broadly diversified strategy and the buy and hold passive strategy has become so popular in recent years because many investors have not developed the right tools and technology and have the right framework to help them identify potential market trends and know when the potential turning points are happening. I mean, that's the key. That's when you need to take action. And the diversified approach has become so popular because the people who tell you that, I don't believe they've developed the tools to help them isolate the potential leading asset classes and the potential lagging asset classes. So they own both. And you tend to get more middle of the road returns that way. So by taking the time to research the market and studying the market history and understanding the tendencies and probabilities and putting that into tools and technology and a database and in a framework that we could use to help us understand the market in different ways that nobody else really does, because PAS is proprietary to our firm. It's proprietary to our firm, and we use it for the potential benefit of our client group. PAS is the result of us questioning and challenging common wisdom, because most strategies seem just too simplistic to us, right? So for example, common wisdom tells you that the optimal way to invest is to be diversified. We question how owning so many different types of assets could be the best we could do for our clients. I mean, wouldn't it be great if all you had to do is own a bunch of different types of assets and expect the market to take care of you? We challenged that thinking and said, what if there is a way to isolate certain investments that have a high probability of being potentially stronger than the rest? And if we focus in those areas, we could perhaps achieve superior returns. Maybe it's not possible, but maybe it is. And if it is, we felt we owe it to our clients to try to find out and at least put in the effort, roll up our sleeves, and do some hard work to try to find the answers. So let's either prove it wrong and know that there is a better way to invest than to just broadly diversify. Or if we failed at it, then we would know there is no better way, or we wouldn't have found the better way. And then we would just invest like everybody else in a diversified approach. So we conducted a multi-year research effort involving thousands of studies on asset class selection. Some of those studies ran into dead ends. You know, we had theories going in that, well, if we did it this way, you know, surely it's going to show us the answers. But some of those ran into dead ends and proved us wrong. But some showed promise from the data and the evidence and the research that we did. So we would dig in deeper and deeper in those areas. And the result is our asset class ranking system that we use today. And I believe that having our asset class ranking system and the research that went behind it shows that the broad diversification, common wisdom, is not the optimal way to invest. Advisors tell you to diversify because I think that they don't have the same methodology that we do because they didn't study asset class selection in the ways that we did. So they don't have a framework to help them isolate the potential market leaders and be able to focus in those areas. So therefore, they say you should just diversify. The framework that we built, that we call PAS, that's our proactive asset allocation strategy, was built from market research, studying the market history and the tendencies to help give us what we believe is an edge. Like, for another common wisdom you hear quite a bit is that you can't time the market. We question and challenge that by asking, well, what if people who tell you that just don't know how? What if they never studied market trends and developed indicators to try to figure it out? I mean, it seems a little too simplistic to us to think that the optimal way to invest never includes the word sell. For so many advisors, it's buy, buy, buy. And if the market goes down, well, that's the time to buy more. You ride the roller coaster. The only time a lot of strategies incorporate the word sell is when you need the money. And what if it's not a good time to sell then? So this is another area of the market that we researched and studied. And what we found in this area is that we agree to a certain extent that it's impossible to time the market in the sense that knowing where the exact highs and exact lows are. But we don't believe it's impossible to understand the market's primary trend. Market movements aren't some random day-to-day movements. There are obvious trends, and if you know where to look, you could identify them with the right tools. For example, do you think the market has been trending up for basically since the 09 low for what now, about 7+ years? Is that some random market movement? No, this is a trend. And with the aid of some important market indicators, it can help you identify that trend. And when it's in place, it helps you stay focused on that trend and invested in the market for the most part. Now, it hasn't been a straight shot. There have been certainly some corrections and more difficult, challenging periods along the way. But for the most part, the market has been trending higher over the last 5 or 6 years. And I don't think it was some random movement prior to that low in 09 when the market was generally declining from the high in 07 to the low in 09. It was, you know, approximately an 18-month or so decline during that time. That wasn't random. That was a trend too. And identifying the downtrends are even more important because that's when you need to execute a sell discipline, I believe, to protect your capital during those times. Now, I don't want you to think that this is a surefire way of investing. It's not. But what it does do is it puts the probabilities on our side of being successful. By knowing the market's history and the tendencies of the market, and the probability if the market is in a rising trend or declining trend is important to know and helps us make decisions based on those probabilities. By understanding how the asset class strength is structured, where the weak asset classes are to try to avoid and where the strong ones are, which ones to try to focus in, those are going to change from cycle to cycle. And having an asset class ranking system helps us see that change and helps put the probabilities on our side that we could focus your portfolio in the potential strong asset classes and avoid the potential weak asset classes. So as I have this discussion, I'd like you to kind of compare and contrast what I'm talking about, the proactive approach, to perhaps a strategy that is being used for your investment management, which may be a little more passive and a little bit more broadly diversified. And if you think that a proactive approach might be an alternative that you want to explore further, I'll invite you to consult with our firm. It's complimentary. You would meet with one of our advisors. In fact, before that, just have a short phone discussion to exchange a little bit of basic preliminary information and set up the stage to see if sitting down in a face-to-face or perhaps online consultation is appropriate. And at that point during the consultation, you'll be able to look underneath our surface and see the details behind our strategy so you can make a decision if proactive investing and PAS is a better alternative than what you're currently using. And we'll also be able to learn a bit more about you and your family and your goals and objectives so we could advise you in a way that could help you reach your goals and achieve your objectives. We do believe that proactive investing is a legitimate alternative to the traditional mainstream strategies. You know, early in the show, I read to you the definition of passive investing, which is accepting or allowing what happens without active response. the definition of proactive is controlling a situation by making things happen or preparing for possible future problems. Which do you think would be a more optimal way to invest? Passive or proactive? So developing the tools that we have, we put it into a framework that we call PAS. And PAS is the framework that we use to make decisions when we're managing client portfolios. You know, Warren Buffett, I've quoted Warren Buffett a lot in this show, and I'm going to quote him again. He said once, to invest successfully over a lifetime, what's needed is a sound intellectual framework for making decisions and the ability to keep emotions from corroding that framework. And I think that's spot on. PAS is our framework. It's our framework for making decisions. And it's our framework from containing our own emotions. Because after all, we're human too, and humans are emotional, even professional investors. So using PAS, we do not want to over-diversify. We want to have focused diversification. Using PAS, we do not want to buy and hold and hope. We want to identify the potential market trend and focus on wealth accumulation during the potentially positive trends and focus on wealth preservation during the potentially negative trends. We want to eliminate or reduce the impact that media hype has on emotions, and we do that by sticking to our PAS framework. I'm Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. That's going to wrap up this week's show. And join me at the same time next week for the next Empowered Investing show.
Arlington Capital Management Incorporated, ACM, utilizes a proactive asset allocation strategy, PAS, in advising its clients. PAS combines quantitative-based buy, sell, and reallocation indicators with qualitative research in seeking to achieve attractive risk-adjusted returns over a long-term investment horizon. As with any investment strategy, ACM has in the past and may in the future modify the investment approach and portfolio parameters of PAS in any manner which it believes is consistent with the strategy's overall investment objective. Material modifications were made to PAS in February 2009. Creation of universe trend and cash comparison indicators for trend analysis. June 2009. Creation of long-term momentum indicator for trend analysis. September 2009. Expanded asset class ranking system and started PAS computerized testing. December 2009. Creation of global indicators set for buy and sell signals. April 2010. Exception of PAS computer model. October 2010. Implementation of tactical indicators and signals for short-term risk management. January 2011. Modify global sell signal with additional criteria including pattern determination. June 2011. Close global signals with stop loss criteria. September 2011. Exception of PAS long only model. May 2012. Modify global buy signal wait period to enhance signal timing. October 2012. First use of PAS stock model. November 2012. Implement ETF replacement criteria. December 2012. Additional historical data for cash comparison indicators. November 2015. Modify global buy signal with additional criteria. For more information regarding any of these material modifications, please contact ACM at 855-471-5796. All views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of Joseph Lopresti and not necessarily those of ACM. Any index information included in this broadcast was included for comparative purposes to discuss general market trends during the periods indicated and is not intended to apply that any model portfolio is similar to the index or indices discussed either in composition or element of risk. The performance of the indices discussed does not reflect the reinvestment of dividends and other earnings. No formula or other device can be used to determine which securities to buy or sell, or when to buy or sell them. ACM makes no representation that any formula or other device discussed can assist any person in making their own decisions as to which securities to buy or sell or when to buy or sell them. An investor should consider risk and volatility in addition to performance when making any investment decision. The risk and volatility associated with PAS may be significantly higher or lower than the risk and volatility of other investment strategies and/or products. As with any investment strategy, there is potential for profit as well as of loss. All investments involve some level of risk, and PAS may not be suitable for all investors. This broadcast does not constitute a complete description of ACM's investment services and is intended solely for informational purposes. This broadcast is in no way a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any securities. This broadcast and any model portfolios discussed do not consider specific investment objectives, financial situations, or the particular needs of any individual investor who may hear this broadcast.